Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend and join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now let's join our host, Zach Clinton.
Hey everyone, I'm Zach Clinton. You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, and I'm here joined by Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA, Mark Hancock. He presents each year at our annual conference that I get the opportunity of serving as the president of and hosting every March down here in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's called the Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. You guys, over 5,000 men and boys attend each year to worship and hear fantastic testimonials and powerful presentations from national faith figures and sports personalities. It is absolutely incredible. Mark's an author, he's an award-winning writer and conference speaker, and he serves as Chief Executive Officer of Trail Life USA. That's a Christian-based scouting troops and godly mentorship for boys. Mark is here to discuss the debacle that is Boy Scouts of America, their woke position to drop their name Boys from their historic name, and most importantly, to tell us about some options we have for our boys today. Mark, welcome, my friend.
Zach, great to be with you. Always love seeing you at Ignite, that event you're doing there. It's such a wonderful blessing to so many men and their families, but it's great to see you in this format also.
Super grateful for our time together today, my friend. Mark, something that happened, as I mentioned, 2 weeks ago that really shocked everybody, shocked me especially. The Boy Scouts have finally, in a sense, given up. They dropped the name Boys from Boy Scouts. I feel like a part of many men's childhood and maybe even a rite of passage into being a man has almost died. Tell us briefly what they did and the significance of it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of shocking. You may say, okay, a name change. We've seen name changes before, but this is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is a 115-year-old organization who for years has given us presidents and senators and generals and leading men and has helped boys grow into men, who has suddenly decided, well, not suddenly, over the last 10 years, has moved towards saying, you know, boys just don't matter that much anymore. And then this final stroke to say, we're going to take the word boy out of our title. I mean, at this time when boys are struggling in our culture and men are struggling in our culture to find their way, for an organization that should be standing up for boys and fighting for them at this critical point, instead abandons them because it takes another step towards that. They've lost over 1 million members since 2018, 1 million boys.
Wow.
They've lost, and they've gained 176,000 girls. So we're seeing an organization, I believe within a number of years, it will be primarily a girl organization because girls are just easier to deal with. They're much smarter and they're better behaved. That's just the truth about the differences between boys and girls. And for Boy Scouts to say, we don't think boys and girls are different, is a radical statement, just a real statement on our culture today that discounts boys and men. We don't think boys are any more valuable than girls, but we know that they're different.
I 100% agree, and I appreciate, you know, what you're sharing because it truly is sad. It's kind of heartbreaking in my aspect to see what's happening with the Boy Scouts of America, but then in knowing that we have a responsibility to raise up good, godly young men, right? Leaders for such a time as this, you offer an incredible alternative and one that I think has a model that is a lot more sustaining to developing young men of our day and age in this society and culture today called Trail Life USA. Mark, share a little bit with our listeners all about Trail Life.
TrailF USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization for boys from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. For your homeschoolers, it's 5 years old to 17 years old. And we love the Christ-centered part of TrailF USA. And it's everything you would expect from an outdoor organization in terms of uniforms and camping and hiking and robust awards program and patrols and troops and all those things. But that Christ-centered element, that's a big deal.
It is.
A lot of people say, you know, well, is Boy Scouts an alternative to Trail Life? I say, not really, because if Christ-centered is important to you, it's not, there's no comparison. Right. And the second thing we say is we're also boy-focused. We believe that boys and girls are different. Mm. And again, it's not a value statement, but we believe that boys need a program aimed at their strengths, who it is that they are. They need a male-centric environment. You can't create godly boys without godly men. Yeah. So we put them in that environment in the outdoors, which is this incredible place that God uses to grow boys into men, has used it for generations. And we're just seeing tremendous results. Now in all 50 states, over 50,000 members, 1,200 churches participating in Trail Life.
Wow. You said how many states you guys in?
We're in every state.
Come on. I love that, Mark, because it's important for people to recognize that wherever they're located around the country, that they can get plugged in, they can get involved in Trail Life. Something I appreciate you mentioned, though, is that boys and girls are different, right? I counsel a lot of young boys, and I love, you know, getting outside with them, playing sports, getting in the woods. That stuff is significant to me. Speak to the importance of what it means to get a kid, get a young boy outside, and what that can do for his character development, for his leadership, and also just get him to expend some energy. What's that? What's the significance of that?
Yeah, well, it's a really big deal. That outdoors is an incredible place for this to take place.
Yeah.
This maturing of a boy into a man. And honestly, I can tell you, Zach, that we're not just an outdoor organization having a Christian experience. We're at our core a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to grow boys into godly men. If there was a better way of doing it, I would be doing that. But the outdoors is just incredible. I didn't particularly spend a lot of time outdoors. I was never a Boy Scout. I never did that stuff. But as a pastor and a minister and a mental health counselor, marriage and family therapist, I recognize the value of certain situations that can help grow boys into men. And the outdoors is that place. So we take men who have never been exposed to the outdoors, but we put them in a situation where they get to minister to the next generation. And so we have this wonderful brotherhood, over 30,000 volunteers across the country who are pouring into the next generation. Men are heading into the outdoors in these camping, hiking situations in order to raise the next generation of young men. And they have found their brotherhood there. So it's a great men's ministry also. You know, the boys will bed down and the men will sit around that fire and they'll talk about what's going on, what their faith is, or what's going on with that home or work or whatever. And men connect in an amazing way outdoors. Boys do too. My wife used to say, you know, when my boys were still young enough to be in Trail Life, we'd come home after a camping weekend. And she says, you know, when you get home, you're smellier, but you're taller.
Come on.
And she recognized that as mom, that over that weekend, their spines had straightened. They had stood taller because they spent a weekend with the men and the boys. And they really got a greater sense of who it is that they are in God, because it takes godly men to raise godly men.
Come on, it's important to recognize that. That reminds me of the word legacy. It's not something you leave behind for someone. It's something you leave behind in someone. That's what you guys are all about at Trail Life USA, developing this next generation of young boy leaders. And help me understand this. You know, here at WAVA-FM, we have a lot of reach in the Northern Virginia, the D.C., the Maryland, the DMV area. I would ask you this. Are there any groups out there in that DMV area that you are kind of familiar with right now? But also, you talked about this isn't just for young boys. This is also for men, right? This gives men purpose to give back to this next generation. How can people get more involved? Like, how do they start a troop of their own?
Yeah, well, our focus is boys. But like I said, the secret is we're this ministry to men, because men without sons are in the program, and they are a dad like for a boy in desperate need of a dad. And they've also found their brotherhood in Trail Life also. But if your listeners go to traillifeusa.com, you go to get connected. There's a map in the United States. You can put in your zip code and find everything nearby. But I know we've got troops in D.C. We've got troops in Alexandria and Fairfax and Springfield, Virginia, Lanham, Maryland. I know that we've got a grouping of troops around there. We need more of them. Yeah. So, but if you go to that site, you can find a troop. If there's not one near you, you can start a troop. But that's the place to start, at traillifeusa.com. And I also want to tell you, right now, if you go there, there's a free download of a book called Let Boys Be Boys.
Come on.
And it talks about the differences between boys and girls, biologically, psychologically, developmentally. It's proof that boys and girls are different. It's not a social construct. They are built different by their creator.
I love that, Mark. And Mark, as we wrap up, we got about a minute left. You just came out, you just got your new book called Trail Ready, 101 Devotions for Dads with Boys. Share with us a little bit more about that and where individuals can go to potentially pick up that resource.
Yeah, well, it's called Trail Ready, 101 Devotionals. I wrote that for dads and kind of along that same lines of reminding men of who it is that they are. They're shamed at every turn in our culture. Even in church sometimes, or even in our men's meetings, we can get to where all we're telling men is you're not reading your Bible enough, you're not praying enough, you're not leading your family devotionals, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and we're just shaming men. What Trail Ready does is it reminds a man of who he is, that he's created in the image of God, and that God, that boy is placed in his household. He is to steward the maturation in that boy becoming a man. So it's reminding the men of who it is that he is. Christ is in him, the hope of glory. So it's 101 devotions. But what I love about it is on the facing page to each devotional is a picture of a national park or a day hike somewhere, every state. So we've got two from every state. And so you can, and there's a description of the day hike. So you can look at those day hikes and say, man, that would be fun. Maybe you'll take your son out and do one of those day hikes. But it's Trail Ready. And it can be, you can purchase at our store at traillifeusa.com/store, or you can go to Amazon and just look for Mark T. Hancock as author, or look for Trail Ready and you'll find it there.
You know, Mark, I want to circle back around here, though, to the Boy Scouts of America and the name change, because it really is significant in understanding, you know, the impact that it has on this next generation, especially on this next generation of boys. We talked a lot about what you guys are doing at Trail Life USA. I don't know if you guys are obviously connected very well with Boy Scouts of America. If you are, have you had those types of conversations? But if not, what would you say is maybe the reasoning behind maybe some of these name changes?
You know, I can go back to our founding. Initially, when we started, about half our troops were formerly Boy Scout troops. And yeah. So we got a lot from their leadership who were moving over, saying why it was that they were frustrated with the direction of the organization. And our second employee was actually the former general counsel of Boy Scouts of America. He had been their number one attorney in their home office for 11 years. And he wrote their new membership policy in 2013, the one that so many churches ran away from. He wrote it under duress, and then when he finished it, they fired him. And so he came to work for Trail Life, and so he was part of the foundation. So we had sort of some insight into what was going. On there, and I think it just comes down to what we're seeing in so many organizations today, where they're just kind of wanting to sit at the cool kids table. Yeah. And make these compromises, thinking that somehow it's going to advance them. But it's just doing the opposite with Boy Scouts. I mean, their CEO said their number one objective is to grow the organization. Well, our number one objective is to grow godly boys.
Come on.
So we're not so much about the numbers, but we're seeing great numbers. So we doubled in size at the same time that they halved in size. They had 2 million members in 2018, and they lost about 1.2 million of those boys in that same period of time when we were doubling. So you can say that you're making these decisions to grow the organizations, but that just doesn't make any sense because it's doing the opposite. So you can kind of come to some conclusions. Yeah, they just want to be part of some sort of progressive movement. But with Trail Life USA, we find our success in the traditional biblical foundings of our organization. We are committed to a Christ-centered focus. It's in our DNA. It's who we are. If we did anything different, we would be unnecessary, because that's what makes us unique, that Christ-centered, boy-focused approach. So we're committed to the ideals that they're walking away from.
You know, I appreciate what you're sharing, because like you said that word compromise, right? They maybe are trying to grow and expand their reach or their organization, whereas you guys are committed to obedience, right? Faithfully following the call that God has placed on your heart at Trail Life USA to develop young men in a Christ-like manner and fashion. That's what this is all about. I appreciate that call and that obedience. And you also mentioned how boys and girls, obviously, they're different in so many different ways. I remember Jordan Peterson, I saw an Instagram post that he made not too long ago. He was talking about our boys and how we should be raising them, saying that they don't expend enough energy throughout the day, right? There's not enough playtime, Mark. And he said that it actually almost mimics a culture that mimics ADHD type of tendencies. We're so distracted, we're so, in a sense, hyper-focused that we aren't getting outside enough. Speak a little bit more to the mom or dad out there about the significance of play, especially in the life of our boys.
Yeah, well, Harvard scientists tell us that in order for a boy's brain to be engaged, he's got to be moving. So that boy who's sitting in the classroom, what does that look like? It looks like ADHD. He can't sit still.
Right.
Well, that whole sit still, be quiet, pay attention environment is exactly what boys are wired to not do.
Yes.
They're active. They're created to move. And that boy is saying to you, if you want my brain, you're going to have to take this motion of my body. Mm-hmm. So you can talk to moms about how the dinner table, the silverware is shaking because the boy's leg is gone. Well, he's saying, listen, if you want me at the table engaged in family conversation, you got to take some movement because that's how I turn my brain on. And that is a biological fact that Harvard scientists, of all people, will tell us boys have to move in order to be engaged. So we put them in these artificial environments where they have to sit still, be quiet, pay attention, and it's exact opposite of what it is that they need, which is why now they're twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to have ADHD, because they're being diagnosed as being a boy, and they're falling behind in every single academic category. Because they're in an environment that wasn't built for them. And it used to be, you know, developmentally, boys are behind girls a little bit, particularly intellectually in terms of maturity, but they catch up. And it used to be that in junior high and high school, you would see boys catch up intellectually, and they're typically the ones who had the highest GPA, who were the smart kids. You don't see that anymore because boys have given up since then.
Right.
Because that environment is just something they say, I don't fit here. And for Boy Scouts to say, you know what, you don't fit here either. It's just shocking that they would say that to boys when boys need somebody to say, this is where you fit. This is where you belong. Identity is so key. We want you to know who you are, what your strengths are. Without identity, you don't have purpose. Without purpose, we have failure to launch. We have more young men living at home than have started than we start since we started counting that in 1960, because young men don't know where it is that they fit. And that's why I'm so disappointed in Boy Scouts. So I was saying, you don't fit here either. But they fit at Trail Life. And we want to bring your boys, bring your wild and crazy boys who are looking for adventure, who embrace risk and competition, who need to move in order to be engaged, who can learn on more than one channel at the same time. You know, you watch their video games and there's all kinds of stuff going on the screen and they're managing that game and I can't keep up with it. And then we sit them in a classroom and say, listen to that one person at the top. There's just one channel right now for your listener. Well, no wonder they're distracted. They're accustomed to learning on multiple channels at the same time. And they're capable of doing that. And we're unteaching them when we put them in an environment and require that they just listen to one voice. So in so many ways, we're telling boys that they don't fit in this world. They don't fit in this culture. And then we wonder why they're leading in suicide rate. 10 to 14 year olds, old boys, fastest growing demographic. Well, of course, we put them in a world that makes less and less sense to them and tell them they don't belong.
You know, I appreciate that belonging aspect that you guys are giving to boys. I've told you this in the past, you know, even behind closed doors. I've referred several clients, right, young teens, young boys to Trail Life, local troops in our local area. And I tell you what, they have been blessed immensely because you guys remind them of their identity and their purpose and their calling, again, to be strong and show themselves a man, following in the ways that God has entrusted to them. I so appreciate that about you, my friend. But, you know, we've talked a lot about boys. We've talked a lot about dads. I want to shine a spotlight now for a second on single moms out there, because we know this, fatherlessness is a very real thing. There are a lot of boys who are being raised by a very brave and courageous single mother. And to be honest with you, Mark, there might be a single mom out there listening today that she doesn't know what to do and she doesn't know where to turn. What's a word of encouragement you would offer her in this moment?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that I've had so many single moms come up to me at events and say, you know, I cried out to God for a place to put my son where he would be able to model himself after a godly man. You know, one in four households with boys do not have a dad in the household. 76% of public school teachers are female. 80-something percent of Sunday school teachers are female. So girls have these wonderful models from single moms who are just killing it. Then they go to school and there's a woman at the front of the room teaching. And then they go to Sunday school. There's a woman at the front of the room teaching. Girls have these tremendous models of what it looks like to lead. Boys are lacking in these models. So we put them in the male-centric environment where boys are leading patrols, men are leading the organization. Boys get to say, that's who I can be. That's what a grown-up version of me looks like, because they can't identify with a grown-up woman because they're not that model. They're the other model. So we put these boys in these situations. You know, not too long ago out in California, we had a boy, a single mom household, and he stood in front of that troop, had just earned our second highest award. And he said, I need to thank the men in this troop. He says, you taught me how to shave and you taught me how to love Jesus.
Wow.
And I thought, they nailed it. And can you imagine that single mom sitting in the audience like, yes, that's what I needed. The stuff that I couldn't provide, these men provided. And they went a step further to show them what it looks like for a man to love God. And we just hear stories like that over and over again. So a lot of times single moms will be, well, can I send my son? Because he doesn't have a dad to go. Yes, send him. I believe, Zach, that any legitimate call to manhood must include a call to either raise your own son or to be a dad-like to a boy without a dad. So we have hundreds, thousands of men in our organization who don't have a son there, but they want to be a dad-like to that boy. They want to do for those boys on camping trips what I did for my sons. Hey, did you dry your socks out? Is your tent set up okay? Did you set it in too low of a ground? You know, did you have enough? Do you have enough food? I mean, all this stuff. So are you ready for the next hike? You ready for the next camping trip? You ready for the award ceremony? How's the work going on your citizenry badge or your values badge? How are those things going? I mean, and we have men in the program who are taking that place. They may not be a dad, but they're a dad-like. And so single moms can take comfort that we have an organization with godly men who have personal references, their criminal background checked, child safety, youth protection trained, and an environment where they can put their sons to learn how to be a man, a godly man.
Again, sir, I appreciate you guys taking the lead and, in my opinion, being the voice on what it looks like to raise boys into biblical men. That's what this is all about. One of my favorite verses says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I love this because I love vision casting, right? It's a part of sports performance. It's a part of life coaching, counseling, so much more. You want to give people an understanding of where they're headed. For you guys at Trail Life USA, Mark, I'd be interested in knowing what's the vision look like in the road forward, and what is your hope and prayer for Trail Life USA in the days ahead?
Yeah, well, we're excited about our growth. We're excited about more families finding out about us. And it's not just because that gives us more numbers. It's because that is more boys being exposed to godly men, finding out who they are and who they can be, and more men spending time with other godly men, learning about how they can be a better father, how they can be a better husband. So we just continue to see that growth, and that's exciting. But we've also started a new venture called Fathers and Families, where we're reaching out specifically to build families in a different type of setting than that troop setting. So I'm excited about that. That's something that I'm personally shifting some of my energy to, is developing this new division called Fathers and Families.
Well, Mark, let me tell you this, my friend. We're so grateful for you and all that you're doing. I know that God is really impacting and influencing this next generation of boys and throughout your life and Trail Life USA. Let me tell you this. Are we going to see you at Ignite coming up? We hope and pray. We always see you there. I love that color guard. I love when everybody, all the men are standing and they're honoring God, they're honoring country, and they're honoring one another. Will we see you at Ignite coming up?
One in Texas, absolutely. I will be there.
Cannot wait to see you, my friend. Hey, Mark, one more time, before we go, our listeners go, where can we go to find out more about Trail Life USA, to find out more about all the incredible resources you guys are offering?
You go to traillifeusa.com, Trail Life, two L's in the middle, traillifeusa.com. You can find a map to find out where the troops are. You find out how to start a troop. You can also get to the store and pick up your Trail Ready devotional right in time for Father's Day.
Hey, well, sir, you stay strong, stay out in the field, as Dr. Dobson used to say. And until next time, may God bless you, and may God bless Trail Life USA.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. That's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.
Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. Please go to cityserve.us to learn more about this amazing organization that works in cities across America and internationally. CityServe works through your local church to bless the underserved with their 10 initiatives. Go to cityserve.us to find out more and to bless them, won't you?